Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I'm looking forward to the seminar being taught on personalities.
2012.
You said last year.
And the problem is, we have a sanguine that's actually going to decide whether it's going to be done or not.
Come on, 2013. This is the year.
You got to come together with other personalities to make sure this thing gets done. I mean, you got to schedule it. We have all these personalities, and we need to figure them out. There are four basic personalities. Matter of fact, we talked about them before
Uniquely you.
So they're going to make that available to you on today. But just understand, God's created all of us, but he didn't create all of us the same. Mm-hmm. Everybody's not necessarily crazy. They're just not like you. And there are people that are detailed people who are very important. Those are kind of our artists. They are our musicians and our irritants. Because they see that we're not detailed, so they're going to point things out. That is called what we would refer to in many different ways, but one is a melancholy. They're called the perfect melancholy. And they wreak perfection. And they're looking and seeking, trying to make things perfect. Often defeated because they realize nobody's perfect and neither are they. And they have to work with their weaknesses and their strength. But their strength is the fact that they're the ones that make sure the dots are connected and things work. And those are probably your accountants and your artists and your musicians and that type of situation. Writers of the Bible, most of the writers in the Bible pretty much look like in the New Testament, that they were more of a melancholy type personality. I mean, you didn't want a sanguine, right? Now, what did he say? He said something like, you know, be baptized, maybe. I don't know. You know, you don't want to see anyone doing that. No. And then you have the choleric person. The choleric person is the person that is in charge. They're more of the leader or leader type person. And they're, you know, one of their strengths are is they can get a hold of whatever it is and begin to bring some leadership in that area. But their weakness is, they want to actually lead everything, and so you got to be able to. They're real bossy and type stuff, and so you could be part choleric, which is that, and part melancholy. So you could be a detailed, bossy person, or you could be a real great leader that has a lot of great structure in your plans.
Yeah,
and
it could that's be a great way. Combination.
A great, it's a rarity, but it's a great combination in the context of that. And then, of course, you have the lovely sanguines who just I'm getting some looks now. The smile is gone.
I don't remember that.
The sanguines are the happy people. They're always just kind of bubbly, and you know, if everything's going good, and
joy to the world.
They're the person you say when it's real quiet in a gathering or quiet at your office. You say, "We definitely need somebody around here like Bobby Joe." You know, somebody that's too much of a sanguine can be really, really rough. Even Proverbs says, "A man who gets up in the morning and sings is hating on his neighbor." Mm-hmm. You know, a good morning sunshine. He's like, "Where did you come from?" You know, that's too happy for the morning. Give me a moment. Give me a moment.
Right.
And but they're the person that that they're just excited. They're looking for the party, the excitement part of it. But their weakness is that if it's no longer fun, sometimes they start looking for a door, and so they have to worry about that aspect of it as well. But you can have a little bit of sanguine, a little bit of clarity. You can have a little bit of fun and be a good leader, or you can be a real detail. No, you can't be a melancholy. In this post, in this highlight, if you're listening to it, you want to listen to the rest of it below. I mean, in this, there's a whole other segment. Mm-hmm. But then you have the phlegmatic, and the phlegmatic is a person. It's called the peaceful phlegmatic. They're the ones that just want peace at any cost. And we have a lot of phlegmatic mindsets in America right now that it's just people are signing off on legislation. They're letting leaders lead, just saying, "Listen, we just want peace." And it's not going to be peace. It's going to be, we're going to have to stand up and get some good leadership in America. But they're peaceful. They always want to bring peace. They're the person that's going to say, "Okay, that works," you know, and they kind of go with the flow and what's going on. So it's important if you're phlegmatic to know what flow you're going with, because you don't want to go with the wrong flow. But all their weaknesses is they procrastinate. I'm getting to that. I'm going to get to that. And so you can find out more about this by listening to Uniquely You, and you probably have it even right here in this particular highlight right there. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.